What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Happy holidays. This is going to come out around Christmas. And we're talking today about building communities. Building community. But more importantly, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a little cold right now, you know, tiny people problems, but I'm doing well. How are you doing, sir?
I mean, you were telling us your weight earlier. You're heavyweight now, man. I'm scared of you. I'm scooting over.
Yeah, man, I'm tiny. Once I get to 140, though, I'm telling the world.
You've been on that dad weight.
I know.
You're going to be graying by the end of the year, bro.
Oh, man. Time's going by so fast, too, to be honest with you. We'll find out what the sex is in January.
So basically, like, 2 weeks from whenever this comes out?
Hey, basically, yeah. 2 to 3 weeks, yeah.
Are you going to have the big party?
No, man. I'm not about that life. I definitely just want to find out the sex so I can start buying things. Tú sabes.
But if you have a party, people might buy things for you.
Yeah, baby shower.
Oh. See, I haven't done this before.
It happens. No, for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely excited, but I'm not about the gender reveal. This is my first child, so, you know, I want to know. I'm anxious. Tú sabes.
Nice. Can't relate. Anyway, this is the Positive Truth. We do uplifting and positive news every Monday, Wednesday, audio only, and on Friday it's audio visual, where you can not only check us out on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud, but you can just watch us visually on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast or on our YouTube page. We talk about what an issue is, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. Today we're talking about building community.
Absolutely. Which is very necessary, especially in today's day and age. We got a lot of people that don't stay in their community. They leave, never come back. And it's hard to build a community whenever you don't have consistency, some sort of consistency. And I'm glad that we decided to talk about this because, you know, we have some good points to bring up. I'm sure you do. You always do, JP. Tú sabes.
You always have good points, Tim.
I mean, we got two different perspectives, and I like it, though. I think the people like it, too. I think that's why people are actually listening, though, too. So that works out for sure.
Okay, so give some reasons why you think community is important.
Well, for me, my biggest reason and the only reason that I honestly have, consistency. I look at south of Oklahoma City, where we grew up, right? Think about how many people leave and have never came back. No, you can say yourself, you can say so many of people have relatives. Matter of fact, I'm the only person in my family that's still living in Oklahoma. So, like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with leaving and growing. We just have an issue of not trying to help where we grew up, what helped make us. And to me, it's all about going back and helping and showing consistency to the kids, letting people know, hey, people from here actually make it in life as well, not just the people that are living out on the outskirts.
See, I have completely different reasons for why community is important.
Awesome.
So there we go. I think people today are more alone than ever. And you got social media. Just think about life. You wake up in the morning. You probably didn't get enough sleep.
Absolutely.
You put together some like super processed food breakfast, if you eat breakfast. Maybe shower, brush your teeth, go to work. Work in like a box. You don't move much for 8 hours. Then you come home, you close the garage door, you come home, get out the car and you're home, and that's it. Like, you stay there and you just watch TV, or you get on your phone, you get on the internet, and you go back to sleep.
Right.
So besides work, like, we're not really interacting with anybody. We're alone. Imagine if you're single. Imagine if you're me and you just, I don't have to interact with anybody. I'm like, snow days, it's like, oh cool, I don't have to go outside, I don't have to do anything.
I hear that.
And that's good in its own ways. It's good to get away. But if you're not a part of a community, it can make you feel really lonely. And you just don't have anyone there to support you. Communities are helpful to join and create because they provide support for individuals that are impacted by daily stress, struggles, and chaos of modern life. And there's more stresses now than ever. Like, we used to stress, like, say a couple hundred years ago about, like, food, like, winter, stuff like that. But you had a community to help you. Today, you got all kinds of stresses, like social stress, peer pressure, these advertisements telling you how awful a person you are, so you have to buy their products. And it can get mentally stressful.
Absolutely. And mentally fatiguing, absolutely.
Especially, and then when you're alone, like, who do you turn to? And then we have this thing where people are like, America's more divided than ever. Maybe we're just divided because we're not talking to each other. We're just like stating our opinions and we're just yelling from our homes and we refuse to listen. But there's no community and connectivity. It's a lot harder to people tend to not want to listen to each other.
Absolutely right. How can you fix something if there's nowhere to go to fix it?
And then you have a lot of Americans just complain about stuff and they never try to fix it. Maybe because of that lack of community.
Absolutely. We just had a conversation like a week or two ago talking about a lot of people want to complain, but none of them want to call their senators.
Did we have that on the podcast?
No, it wasn't on the podcast. It was off the podcast. It was after an episode. But it was definitely cracked, made me laugh a little.
The positive truth after dark.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, that's the truth, though. So, like, I had this conversation with my coworkers. He was complaining about the gaming industry. I used to be a big gamer, not really anymore. I don't have enough time to game. But I appreciate it. Like, I'll still go play a video game.
Right.
He was complaining about, like, loot crates, how they lead to, like, gambling, how all these, like, game developers are, like, putting out all these games, like, half-developed, and they're making you buy stuff. Like, just keep buying stuff to improve the game. He's talking about how awful that is for just the consumer. And I was like, well, why don't you do anything about it? He's like, nothing's going to change. And I'm like,
you can't have that mindset.
I'm like, yo, like, you have access to your senators. You have access to, like, all these people in the gaming community. Like, you all can do something. But if you just work and go home every single day, and all you see is your family and a couple of your coworkers, you might, and this world's just evolving around you, you might actually think you can't be a part of something bigger than yourself.
That's wild to think, man.
Especially with all this technology.
Absolutely.
You would think with all the technology, we would be more keen than ever changing the world for the better.
Absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right, just thinking about it. I mean, I know we're doing our part with this podcast and other things that we try to do in our lives, and it's great and all, but then you look around and you see so many people not really doing their part to better their community or help their community or help the issues that they're complaining about to try to make them better. It's tough. It's kind of like they need a how-to guide.
I mean, sometimes the how-to guide is just to try.
Exactly, exactly. Put in some kind of effort.
I mean, the reason I thought of this was because I was reading an article about a guy. He wrote a book about tribe. He was talking about, it was about communities. And he was talking about why soldiers, like why they get post-traumatic stress and why some of them, like they're in combat and they want to go back. They can't relate to this world. And he was like, this world's just, it's weird. It's not built like we were, like it's not built to maximize our capabilities. He's talking about Native Americans. Whenever Americans came here, sometimes like the white settlers would either get abducted by Native Americans or they would be starving, so they would go into their communities. And then later on, the white settlers would be like, come back. And the white Americans were like, I don't want to go back. I like the Native Americans better. So, because the Native Americans had things like, they didn't have an idea of like property rights. Like, just because, like, everyone owns this. We're all in this community. Like, we don't need prisons. If you do something, everyone has a task in this community. If you can, you need to do this task for us all to operate. And if you don't do this task, we're just going to shun you. And that's purpose. That's responsibility that you experience every single day. Same thing if you're in combat. You have a task to keep everyone, including yourself, alive. That's purpose-filled. You come here, a lot of people, like, they go to work, they hate it. It's like, I'm not doing anything. I don't like this place. It's not making an impact. My managers don't listen to me. They're just looking after themselves. The owners don't care about me. Then you go home and you stare at a screen all day. It's a lack of community.
It's tough. I don't know how people survive like that.
I mean, we are.
It's tough.
We're part of this.
I know, but I just, I have to talk to people or have some kind of communication with somebody. I can't just be on my phone or on my computer. It's tough.
So how do we build community, Tim? Because we've talked about it for a while.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Well, the first thing I have, like you said, it's purpose-filled. My very first one is be purpose-driven. People often need a sense of purpose and direction. Be specific in what your goals are that your team sets. You know, get a group of people together that want to help out your community. Figure out what you want to do, a specific goal or goals, and work at them. It's as simple as that for step one for me.
See, that was my step one, too. Find a common struggle and solve the problem. Mm-hmm. So you played sports in high school, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all were like, you were cool with everybody on the team.
Absolutely.
You're still cool with them now.
Absolutely. See him on the streets, give him a hug. I saw an old friend this morning, Aaron, actually. I know you remember Aaron.
Yeah.
Saw him today at work. I was like, man, what's going on? Gave him a big old hug and stuff, man.
But when you're a part of a team, you are like struggling. Practice sucks. I know we used to run track together. You ran track. I kind of watched. But, you know, those track practices were hard.
Yeah, they were tough.
But we had a goal. We had a common goal to reach together, and everyone had to play their part. Absolutely. Even if you were sitting on the bench and you were playing basketball, like, you have to still bring it every single day.
Absolutely.
And that, like, just going for a common goal brings people together like nothing else.
Absolutely.
You don't care when you play sports, think about it. You don't care if you're a girl. We don't care how rich you are. We don't care how poor you are. We don't care like your religion. None of that matters. As long as you can contribute, that's all that matters, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the thing about community. So just find something common and go for it. Just, I don't like the way this park looks. I wonder how many people feel that way. Put some flyers out. Hey, I want to come together. Let's paint this park. I'll provide the painting tools. Come out.
And it's even easier than that. You don't even have to send out flyers.
You get social the internet.
Media. Yeah, exactly.
You get the internet.
Hey, does anybody want to paint this park at 6 o'clock tonight? I guarantee you're going to find at least 10 people that are down to help out.
Or just people that show up. And if you like add this incentive of like, I'll also bring food.
People do, yeah, for sure.
And then you meet these people and you start talking to them and they're your neighbors. Like, how crazy is it that like I live in an apartment complex and I know none of the people I live with?
Yeah, that's wild. But at the same time,
that's how a lot of people are.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. A lot of communities are like this. So then you get to meet people. They might have different views on you on other things, but they agree on this thing. Like, well, what else do you want to do? Well, I don't like this. I don't like this. Then you take those people, you start going for that problem. And even if they're small, like, you start building.
You start building a team on top of that. Somebody that you can depend on and trust.
And friends that you can depend on and trust.
Absolutely. That's how you build a community right there.
So whenever you get sick, like, you have like a problem, you need an extra like babysitter, you need someone to help you with your math homework, you might know someone. Like, we're in Oklahoma, this is the Bible Belt.
Right.
A lot of people take their kids to church just to put them in a community. Like, it's not just about Jesus, it's about like, hey, this is a community here, we're all sticking out for each other.
You're absolutely right. That's part of the reason why I went to church as a child. My mom wanted me and my sister to be a part of a community. I agree, man, 100%. What do you got for step two?
How about you go step two?
Step two, okay, I got keep focus on your purpose and your members. Communicate your vision and stay focused on a task and make sure you listen to your teammates, your members, anybody involved that's trying to help out your community. Listen to what their ideas are and take them serious.
But it's a lot easier to listen to someone whenever you're both coming after a common goal, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, you're trying to take down billion-dollar companies or just, like, find babysitters for this group, or find like a, I don't know, help out with like a dog problem or something. Whenever everyone's united to solve this one thing, it's really easy to listen.
It's a lot easier to do things when there's a group of people versus just one person. Like, one of my favorite moments on Planet of the Apes, the movie, I know you probably haven't seen it,
no.
But he breaks one stick and he said, one ape is weak, so he breaks a stick. He grabs a bundle of sticks together and he said, a lot of apes stronger, and he couldn't break the bundle of sticks. And to me, that's the same way with the community. One person, you're not gonna make too big of a change. You might be able to, but it's not gonna be big enough. If you get a group of people together, your vision is a lot stronger. You're able to complete that task a lot easier.
And then you make a lifetime friend in the process.
Absolutely. And
we all need friendships. You know what I mean?
we need
to communicate. And then all of a sudden, instead of you spending your time on the weekend just staring at a TV, now all of a sudden it's like, hey man, let's have a get together. Let's play some board games. There you go.
Exactly. And those make some of the best memories in the world.
Next thing you know, you'll gather up your money, go on a road trip or something.
Tú sabes.
You can do almost anything whenever we unite together.
Exactly. And it's all about a community, man.
Absolutely. I think we've covered just about everything in my notes. Do you got anything else, Tim?
Yeah, man. I got a few more steps. I just got 5 steps. Basically, my next step was be deliberate in your decisions about a community and its culture. To build a strong community, you must not have any wasted movement. Everything has to have a purpose. Don't go out there and try to say, oh, we could do this, this, and this, and not really know what's going to happen behind it. Really think about the follow through. Be precise. You really want to be precise. It's your community. You can only make it what you want it to be, unless you don't care as much and you have random people coming in and changing it up. And that's what we have today. We have a bunch of people doing what they want to do versus a group of people deciding what they want in their community. My next step after that is find tools and strategies that support communities. You know, don't be afraid to ask questions, do research, and steal ideas from other communities that are successful. Like, for myself as a coach, I have a real, real good issue of stealing warm-ups, cool-down ideas, even workouts. And I let other coaches know, like, hey, I've been watching you coach for the last 5 years of my life. I just want you to know I stole this and this from you. And they always say thank you, because any good coach knows, in order to have, be successful, you have to steal some ideas. Make up some of your own, of course, but you're going to have to steal some
successful ideas. That's how our technology works. It's all open source.
Exactly. So people don't need to be scared and think, hey, I have to have a unique idea. Sometimes you don't have to have a unique idea. That plan is already in place somewhere else. Just take it and apply it to your community. And the last step I have, though, man, is involve your members. There's no community without other people. So make sure you are listening and allowing other people to do things. Not one person can change the world. You're going to need a group of people.
So how are you going to build your community after this podcast
now? Well, man, I definitely am. One thing that I really want to implement in my community south of Oklahoma City is definitely a more of a running community. And I've started last year with doing those running events every now and then. We did the run forward, give back event where we gave out backpacks. And this year I'm gonna team up with some more people that are doing the same thing, that have that same similar vision, just like we talked about. Matter of fact, we're actually interviewed Frazier with One Oklahoma City. We're gonna team up together. And I'm actually hoping he can team up with us for this next year, the second annual run forward, give back event, and handle the running part, and we can handle everything else and just build a stronger community, because that's what we absolutely need, man.
Keep building it each year?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Get better every year. That's the only thing we can do.
Ding, 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 Tim.
And we did that, right?
I got nothing really to add.
Awesome, man. I think this was a good episode, for sure. I have a quote for us. That's crazy, too. We're prepared. What is going on right now? It must be the holidays. Well, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. Mother Teresa.
And it fits.
Tú sabes.
We will see you all on Monday with some more uplifting and positive news. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. We're out.
Stay positive.